trigger warning. This podcast is intended for men, not boys, not babies, men.
This is how we disable toxic masculinity.
We need to kill all men.
This pagan patriarchalism that is coming back out of the shadows.
Feminists hate patriarchy.
It's the woman that runs the show and the woman that runs the community and is the backbone of their area.
I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman.
Patriarchy.
You are male privilege.
Are you saying you have authority over me? Go eat your superior!
I personally can't see why egalitarianism would be a bad thing.
The assumption that wives should make babies instead of money is part of the patriarchy.
Don't f***ing say hi to strange women you don't know.
Patriarchy.
The patriarchy.
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 For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And that is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You are on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network, and you are listening to The Patriarchy. My name is Tony DePonte, and I am joined by my co-host, Pastor Joseph Randall Spurgeon.
Woman, get back in here and make me a sandwich.
Joseph, what sandwich are you eating today?
Tony, I'm eating the best of sandwiches you can eat on a night like this. I've got cream filling, I've got a chocolate chip cookie, and another chocolate chip cookie and cream filling put together, cookie sandwich, and a glass of milk. So just don't tell Santa Claus, because we left this out for him, but I decided to eat it.
Nice. You know how many people you just triggered by saying you left stuff out for Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
Well, I am eating a brownie with hot chocolate on it on top of vanilla ice cream. It's not a sandwich, but man, is it good.
It is, dude. I don't think we've actually eaten a sandwich in this segment for like weeks now.
What? Yeah, we did. I think we did before this.
Okay.
Or at least I did. You may not have. You may not have, but I think I did. I'm winning the sandwich race.
All right. Well, I'm eating a sandwich now, and you're not, so I'm winning again. But anyways, listen, this is a great time of the year. I enjoy this time with my family, and I enjoy one of the things that we do this time of the year is the night before Christmas. We get the kids in bed. We've read the narrative of Jesus, and we get them in bed, and then we put a little trail of candy from their door all the way to the Christmas tree, which means it has to go down the steps, and it's always so fun in the morning to get, we give them little baskets, and we sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we read the narratives of Christ's birth, and we pray, and then we come out the door, and kids just have a ball going, taking the candy and going all the way to the tree. And it's just a good time of the year.
Yeah, we are in my grandfather's old house now. And we've been there, this might be our second year in. Yeah. And it's kind of neat for us being there. It's neat for me specifically because we actually have our tree over in the corner where my grandma used to set it up. And where when she got too old to set it up herself, I used to go over with one of my cousins and we used to set it up there. And it's just kind of neat. There's a lot of memories there, and we're making our own over there too. And we do similar things. We don't do the candy trail, although I may steal that from you. But we have little things we do in the morning. We have a fireplace, so we have their little stockings that are over it, and we kind of put little tiny gifts in it, usually the candy, things like that. And then we sit around and we read the same thing too. We read the Christmas narrative and pray together, and probably sing a few songs. We actually just got a piano, which is super cool. And my wife is trying to remember how to play. I don't know how to play at all. So whatever I do, I play chopsticks and I sound horrible, but she can play a little bit. I just ordered a hymn book and with the music in it. So she'll probably play a few things, I think, this Christmas. And yeah, it's a good time of year. And then after that, we go over and visit my folks, and we'll visit my grandfather and spend time with him too.
Good, man. You know, it's good to have family family traditions, things that you do that your children will look back upon and they'll enjoy, and investing those family traditions with your faith. I think those are good things. You know, you talked about triggering people, and it's so weird because at Christmas time people are always fighting and complaining, and Reformed Christians and we're Reformed Christians. And I think it's important that we recognize that the church cannot declare something holy that God's not declared holy. So like God is the one that sets apart days to be holy, and he's set apart the Lord's day to be holy in the new covenant. And so the church can't declare a day to be holy. So we think of the word holy day or holiday. Well, that's not there's nothing more like special and holy. You're not more righteous on Christmas day than you are any other day. That's superstitious, and we shouldn't go along with that. And that our Puritan forefathers were very dead set against that. But I do think that part of our responsibility is teaching the truth and proclaiming the gospel. And that's the authority given to the church. They're to do that. And as part of that authority, they have the responsibility, the church does, to select times and occasions for that. You know, a lot of churches have Wednesday evening services or Bible studies other days. So there's nothing wrong with setting aside a time to teach. And also as part of that authority, the church has the authority to determine what they're going to teach on. So there just seems to be nothing out of line biblically, or even out of the regulative principle, with the idea of setting apart a time each year to teach the narrative of Christ's birth. And there's certainly nothing wrong in our homes doing that same thing, as long as we're staying away from kind of this superstitious idea. But I do think it's really important for us to establish good family traditions, whether they're around holidays or not, things that are good in our home that point us to greater realities.
And so we just want to make a short episode this week. We didn't want to make one too long. We know this is a time of year when most of us have the day off, and you're going to want to spend time with your wife, your children, your families, your loved ones, as you should. We're going to do that too. So we really just want to make a short little episode to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the two of us. We genuinely appreciate all of our fans. It's been an incredible year so far, and we are really excited for next year. We have some really great topics coming up and some great interviews lined up, some ones that we've already done. We interviewed E. Michael Jones, and you will get to hear that interview in the new year. You will not want to miss that one. That was an incredible interview. And we did an interview with a man named Daniel Kearney. If you don't know who Daniel is, he is a brother in the Lord who has suffered some serious persecution for the faith overseas. And that was an incredible interview, too. You are not going to want to miss that. That was one that you definitely want to mark your calendars for. And you'll get to hear that in the new year as well. So, being that it's Christmas time, we wanted to get you guys a couple gifts. What better way to get a gift from the Patriarchy than to hear from our good friends, Leonard and Todd, at the Matriarchy, and also hear some familiar voices in our voicemails. So without further ado, enjoy.
Hi guys, and gals, and everybody else. You know we're like a buffet here, all inclusive. Todd and I just wanted to give you all a big, sloppy, wet kiss, Merry Christmahana Kwanzaa, from the Matriarchy and everybody at the Church of Jesus Loves You So Much.
Oh boy, Leonard, that just touches me just right down in the very heart of my bottom. You know, you just amaze me with your super servant mastery of the white-centric English language.
Why, thanks, my special friend. That means a lot to me.
Let's not forget about the ecumenical December 25th Eve party at the Church of Jesus Loves You So Much. We've got all sorts of special games planned, like Twister for same-sex attracted celibate men. Pin the tail on the furry. Guess who? 56 gender edition. And our women's preaching class.
To be clear, though, that last one isn't a game. That's serious business for the ladies.
So true. Just very true, Leonard.
So, from the both of us,
Merry Christmas,
Hana Kwanzaa. Be sure to pin us on Pinterest, friends.
Because every pin counts.
Reach the voicemail of the Patriarchy Podcast. Leave your name, number, and message after the beep.
Yeah, I heard it's the place I called to kind of order me a wife. Somebody told me I could order one in the mail. And so I ain't got a wife, and I could use one. So what do I do here? Do I give you my credit card number? Let me get my credit card out of here, out of my pocket. And my number is... And then my expiration date is, and I think security code on back air is. Now, this wife I'm ordering, she's gonna be obedient, right, and do what I want, and you know, like never question me at all, and you know, and you'll send her in the mail. Now, is there a way to get her here first class? Like, what kind of box do you guys send those in? Well, just give me a call back and let me know. Thanks.
Hi. I was looking for the Federal Vision hotline. I wanted to order some Federal Vision. I don't think this is the Federal Vision hotline. I seem to always get the wrong number. If you know how to reach the Federal Vision hotline, I really would like to order some Federal Vision. Thanks.
Hi, guys. This is Henry with an I. Yeah, you might have remembered me from before. I called a little while back and, you know, left a voicemail that suggested you guys take the cigar out of the logo. And so far, I see you haven't done that yet. Well, you know, to each his own. But I had another suggestion, you know, because I love the show so much because, you know, guy stuff. Wow, yeah, tough guy, yeah. So I just thought that maybe, you know, you guys might want to think about just toning it down on the anti-feminism stuff, you know, because, you know, feminism's good, you know, it's just pro-woman, you know, we're all pro-woman, right? Bible's pro-woman. Says that right there in the Bible somewhere. Not sure where, but I know that my pastor, you know, Pastor Deborah, she told me one time that the Bible was pro-woman, you know, so I just thought I'd pass that little nugget of joy along, and maybe you guys still might think about taking that cigar out of the logo. Anyway, love the show, guys. Ah, yeah, tough guy stuff, yeah, huh. Okay, bye.
Yeah, hi, this is John from the Reform Pub. It's come to my attention that, you have had a Him Who Will Not Be Named on your show recently. So I'm just serving you the cease and desist warrant on behalf of everyone in the Reform Pub because we can't have that around here. So what I'd like you to do is take that episode down and replace it with something better, like Tim Keller.
Message deleted.
I saw you guys post on Twitter that you raise your little boys to play with toy soldiers and all sorts of other little boy-type things. Well, I just want you to know that my little boy watches me breastfeed, and he breastfeeds his little baby doll, and he's gonna make a great father one day.
Message deleted.
Hi, guys. This is Jake Justice out in California. I just want to let you all know about a seminar I've got coming up called Not Enough Not to Be Racist. Because as we know, it's not enough not to be racist. And we're going to talk about how it's Not enough not to be racist. You gotta be anti-racist. And if you woke up white this morning, congratulations, you're screwed. You're racist your whole life. Can't do anything about it. But we gotta talk about that. So invite me out to your church, and we're gonna talk about how it's not enough not to be racist. And don't worry, I don't need your entire elder board's permission. I just need one assistant pastor to sign off, and then I'm in the door. Call me later.
End of messages.
And that, folks, is our episode for this week. If you like this episode and you love our show and you want to support us, go to fightlaughfeast.com, click to sign up to become a member, and use the code PATRIARCHY when you do. It goes to support our show, support the network, gets you access to behind-the-scenes content, extra materials, and even gets you some goodies in the mail. So go to fightlaughfeast.com, click to sign up to become a member, and use the code PATRIARCHY. If you'd like to get your hands on some Patriarchy merchandise, go to confessionalware.com, click on their menu, and go to Podcast Collaborations, and there you can find our name and find our list of merchandise and trigger feminists wherever you go. So go to confessionalware.com, click on the menu, and go to Podcast Collaborations, and look for the Patriarchy Podcast. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and until next time, and for the last time in 2019, say it with me. If you have not yet bowed your knee to Christ, repent and believe. And if you have, this is our call to you. Build, fight, protect, lead. This is the Patriarchy.